south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. They're operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net. If so, call KJ4WZM. It is time. So I'll go ahead and begin with the pre-net check-in. Nine of them. Net would like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred and Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's. KW4TS, Jim and Felder. KJ4UHF, Jack and Greenville. K4OSH, Pat and Malden. KJ4HKC, John and Belton. K1CJW, Roland and Pickens. And KO4CEF, Andrea and Inman. Just a real quick side note here. Fred always checks in Isla N4IEI. I do believe that's his wife, Isla. They do have the same address. He's always checked her in. Does anyone know why he didn't this time? Does anyone know if she's okay? Yeah, so I'll go ahead and continue on with the rest of the net. We'll see if she checks in tomorrow, I guess. Alright, so this is direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Alright, you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right queue portion. Go ahead and select stations only. If they just have a clear stream of the net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown, Summit, no comment, no traffic.
This is Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey Bravo Bravo, SKG4WBB. My name is Steve, I'm down the hill from Yon Martin in Georgia. I'll also be negative and negative and no traffic.
WBBC from Martinez, Georgia. Appreciate y'all checking with me tonight, and we will catch you next time. I'll call again on Friday night. Tonight being Sunday night, we will go ahead and begin the regular portion of the net. Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call
KJ4WZM.
Daniel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and via telephone relay, my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, go out and deep back, and there will be in and out tonight.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave, and Greer, negative and negative.
KZM. Licky 4, Charlie, Tango, Whiskey, W4CTW, this is Tyler and Taylor, and I'll be negative and negative.
WZM. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. No traffic, no comments.
4WZM. And Daniel, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative. negative and negative.
For WZM. No, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. KK4DMW, Rick. KK4ONO, his wife Lorena. And KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle. They're in Piedmont tonight. W4DJW, Dave and Greer. W4CTW, Tyler and Taylors. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. KM4BLH, Kurt and Greenville. And KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. Taylor 6, Officer Delta, A or D, call KJ4WZM. We'll try E through H next. Echo through hotel, call KJ4WZM.
Control. Kilo Julian 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie, KJ4HYC, Shane and 6 miles, negative, negative.
4WZM. You'll please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around tonight, Daniel.
Control, check in AA4QS, Dawn, and N4DME, Paul. He's in the cold, we all need things, and hell up on them.
On the net, please check in N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm in Cleveland. No traffic. No table.
KJ4HYC. That's Shane and 6 Mile. KC4EZN. That's Harry up in Candler. And Harry, I've got you marked down for comments. AA4QS, Donald and N4DME Paul. They're in Tacoma tonight. And N4ZLK. That is Shane in Cleveland. Any other stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZN.
I don't know if I'm in the right spot. This is KK4JFO, and I'm James Lee to North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative and send 63s for each one of you.
That's KK4JFO. That is James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. And James, I had been in E3H, but nobody signed on, so, well, that was my second go around on E3H. Got everybody in the first group, so. I guess we'll consider you starting off the I3L group, India through Lima, and we'll call for any additional stations, India through Lima, I through L. Call KJ4WZM.
WZM, please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Daniel. Hope your family's doing good. Good evening, it's all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KJ4WZM. Thank you for calling the net again for us. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
WZM. Please check in K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride Joy. And KI4DOS. That's me, Gary. I'm at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Again, out of turn. Kilo Golf 4. Papa Foxtrot, India. That's KG4PFI. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. And that's Linda. And we're in Piedmont, and we'll just be in and out. And then, my name is Don. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Before I go ahead and recognize all these stations, I wanted to take the opportunity to let you know you've got a terrible scream on your signal. I don't know how to describe it, but it does not sound good at all, and it is as loud as your normal audio.
Okay, is it on there now?
What time I heard it, that time is when you said okay. I don't know.
Alrighty. I just noticed that there was a wire wrapped around my microphone. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not.
Right there. Alright. Make sure that wire doesn't get wrapped around there again. I guess it induces some sort of strange signal in there. Glad you got that fixed and glad it wasn't anything more serious than that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was the wire I used to charge my iPad with, and I had it wrapped around my microphone. It's a desk mic, and so I appreciate you telling me. I didn't know it affected it that way. KG4PFI clear.
Fixed. Alrighty, folks. Looks like I've got another decent group here to check in. First up, I've got W4IOE. That is Sid and Fletcher. KK4JBQ. That's Larry. He brings along with him Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They're at home in Greer. And Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Next up, we have K3JOI in Easley, and her husband, Gary, KF4DOS, checked her in. Gary, tell Miss Joy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well tonight. Now I have KT4PFI, that is Don, and KT4QLQ, that is his wife, Linda. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. Don, tell Miss Linda we said hello. I suppose that was, that's pretty much the married people's group. Married to hands group there. I need to do that someday, folks. I need to find me a, I need to get me a XYL like y'all. That way I can be like Gary and jump groups there. Someday. All right. We'll make one more call. I think that was, I think I was an I through L, India through Lima. Call KJ4WZM. Next, M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over in Piedmont tonight. I have no traffic, no comments tonight. However, can I have a QSO with KO4NUE?
Uniform Echo, KO4NUE, name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, and I'll be standing by, Daniel. Thank you for calling the net tonight.
J4WZM. In Kilo November 4, Mike, Foxtrot. This is Max over in Fountain Inn. I'm negative.
Nice. KF4NNH. That is Fred, mobile in Piedmont. Fred, don't work too hard tonight and hang around for 1 second. I'll let you call your station after I'm done recognizing these people. Next up, K4OIM. That is my buddy Walt in Inman. Good to hear you on here, Walt. Hope you're doing well tonight. Next up, KO4NUE. That is Chad over there in Campobello. He brings along with him KO4RYP, his wife, Miss Anna. Chad, tell Miss Anna we said hello. Then I have KN4MMF. That is Max over there in Fountain Inn. KO4NNH, go ahead and call your station.
Thank you, Daniel. KO4NUE, KO4NUE, this is KO4NNH.
KO4NUE. What's going on, Fred?
You know, I saw your text messages whenever I woke up this evening. That's actually a pretty cool antenna launcher you got there. I like it.
Yes. Unfortunately, I blew a 3-inch hole in my garage door with it today. I'm talking about the metal door, too. So I got to get down there and weld it up tomorrow, but it does a really good job over.
Man, when I saw the tank on there, I was like, oh no, he's probably gonna he'd be able to shoot through walls with that. That's awesome, man. But no, I just figured I'd let you know I saw your text, and that's actually pretty cool that what you made there.
It shoots a 3/4 inch by 3 inch aluminum slug, and no fishing line. You just tie your tagline onto it, and it takes the slug, tagline, and all wherever you want it to go.
That's actually pretty cool there, though. But yeah, thanks for sharing that with me, Chad. That's actually pretty cool. But let me go and turn it back over to the net control, if that's okay with you.
Hey, Fred. Have a good night, sir. KO4NUE, standing by.
4NH, back to net control.
And, Chad, don't mean to put you on the spot here, but I wasn't sure. Are you sticking around for comments tonight, or are you on the side?
No, I'll be listening, Daniel. I'll be on the side. Over.
It's Mike through Papa, N through P, call KJ4WZM.
N, Kilo, Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray Yankee, KF4, NXY, David, N, Alpha, Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray, AF4, SX, Marie. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
AF4NXY, that is David, and AF4SX, Marie. They're over there in Southern Greenville County. Thank y'all for checking in with me tonight. I do think this is the first time you've checked in with me. So wanted to let you know this net is called nightly at 9 p.m., 365 days a year. I am Net Control on Friday nights and the first Sunday of every month. I'd be joyed to have you check in with me again. Tell Miss Marie we said hello. Any other additional check-ins, M through P, call KJ4WZM. Something is terribly wrong with the microphone. All I got was what sounded like extreme wind noise. I don't know what's going on with it, but the microphone is not working. I can go ahead and check you in. You can also check in on text message, but just wanted to let you know that your microphone is all messed up. That was a... lost his call. Hold on 1 second. Anyway, that is Steven in Greenwood. We're back to your Tango now. Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, in Brevard, name is Ed, no traffic, no comments, I'll be listening for other comments.
KO4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty, and WD8RON, that is Ed in Brevard. Any other stations, Q through T, Quebec through Tango, call KJ4WZM. Zulu next, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
For 1, X-ray, radio, Michael, I'm mobile in Ottawa, Georgia right now. I'll be negative, thank you.
Control. And Kilo, Charlie 4, Yankee, Lima, Charlie, KC4, YLC, David and Whitmire. I'll be in and out. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman. I'll be negative, negative. Everybody have a nice evening.
Mobile in Tacoa, could you come back one more time with your call sign and name?
One X-ray, Romeo, Romeo, name is Michael. Remember?
N1XRR, that is Michael, mobile around there in Tacoa. KC4YLC, David and Whitmire, KN4VWA, Steve and Whitmire. We'll go ahead and open it all the way up through the alphabet now, A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Check in, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, no one on them.
Check-in number 50. At this time, we'll go ahead and begin the RAG 2 portion of the net. So this is KJ4WZM now securing the phone portion of the net with our thing for checking in. So now, we'll go ahead and do the RAG 2 portion of the net. Now it's periodic stops for check-in between RAG 2s. 4EZN. Harry, if you're still around, I've got you marked down for comments. What's new with you?
KJ4WZM, good evening, Daniel. Yeah, I've been hearing a whole lot of bacon frying down there. I first thought maybe it was up here, and then it seemed like the folks that had stronger signals had less bacon frying, but it seems to come and go, so that's one of those I don't know things. But anyway, just want to check in tonight. I didn't get to talk last night. I had a frog in my throat, and everybody wanted me to be careful not to strangle the frog, so we haven't done that yet, but I don't know. I picked up a little something somewhere and had my fingers crossed that all it is a slight sore throat, but it seems to be getting better, but anyway, we'll keep it short here. Like I say, the repeater was acting up tonight a little bit. When you first came on, you were almost hard to understand, but then it got better. So anyway, we'll bounce it back into your court. And now that you've had 2 days to rest up, are you ready for tomorrow? KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
KJ4WVM. I actually didn't do a whole lot of resting this weekend. I did a little bit of it. I slept in until around 7:30 or 8 o'clock, and then I caught up. But I actually had a very busy weekend. Did a whole bunch of yard work. All the green vegetation has just gone absolutely crazy since spring began, and boy, it got carried away, and it grew 2 to 3 feet high real quick. So I was out there with a weed eater chopping all that stuff down on 2 different properties, acres of work. So it's not all done yet, but I got a lot of it done. Went through a whole bunch of tanks of fuel, and you're doing something if you run through about 2 or 3 gallons of two-cycle fuel in a little weed eater, but I managed to do that. Ran through a whole bunch of feet of string. I don't know how much I went through, but I tell you what, my arms are kind of burning now. That'll be fun the rest of the week because I get to ratchet strap down trailers, and that's, you know, that's some more workout for my arms. So I guess I'll be, I guess I started my workout plan. Now, I don't really have any weight to lose, but maybe I'll build me on some muscle mass and hopefully gain a little weight. I don't weigh very much, so if the wind blows too hard, I guess I'll go away right now. Hopefully I'll get me a better foundation going and get to stick around before windstorms hit. That's just joking. But anyway, had a real busy weekend with that. Got a different vehicle, and it's pretty much up and running now. There's a few little odds and ends I got to work on, but I'm getting my to-do list shrunk down on that, so that's been pretty neat. Went to the store, went food shopping, got me some food. Grilled steaks last night for dinner. That was fun. For supper, actually. And let's see. Trying to think about what else. I ran 2 miles this afternoon as well. And it was kind of hot. But I guess that's about it as far as things going on over here. We'll turn it back to you, Harry. KC4EZN, KJ4WZM.
WZM, KC4EZN. Well, I'll tell you what, Daniel, with all that work you did, you tired me out to where I think I may have to take a nap before I go to bed tonight. That was a busy weekend. I've got my grass mowed and Friday afternoon, and it was kind of interesting riding it. I have a riding mower, but it's a lot of twisting and turning of the steering wheel, and I've still got pieces of that tree that fell down last fall that I have to steer around and work around, and my shoulders were talking to me Saturday morning a little bit. Best to let them know I had worked on them, made them go in directions that they weren't used to going, but other than that, that was my exercise. I think you exercised enough for both of us, and I guess I ought to thank you for that, Daniel. That was really nice of you to do that. I hate to have to think about burning that much gas through a weed eater. I can usually get done what I do, maybe 2 tanks, and that's, I don't know, maybe it might be a quart. I'd hate to think that I burned a gallon. Anyway, other than that, I've been playing with a couple of old computers. They are basically identical. It's a long story. I bought one and it died, and I liked it a lot. It's old, but it's a 17-inch workstation, portable workstation. Weighs 8.5 pounds, so you don't exactly want to call it a laptop. But I like that 17-inch monitor. That's enough screen space that you can get a couple of programs up big enough that you can see them. And as long as you don't have to carry the thing, it works pretty good. And it died, and I looked around, and I liked it a lot, and I had loaded a lot of software on it with the... I think I've got these letters in the right order, the UEIF or UFIE or whatever Microsoft calls that thing. When you register your operating system, your hardware configuration is part of that stuff that goes into Microsoft, so you just can't pull the hard drive out of one computer and stick it in another one and have it boot up. But since these two computers are hardware identical, didn't really know the difference, and so I purchased a second computer just like the first one because I liked it, and I had software loaded and swapped the hard drive and was very happily on my way. And last week one of them died again, and so I started swapping parts around and finally figured out what was wrong. So then I had to put one back together that worked again, found out that even though the computers are old, the chips are still expensive. I basically narrowed it down to the processor was no longer functioning. I could swap it from I could take the processor out of a computer that was working and put it in the one that was working, and it started working again. So that kind of confirmed that was no longer working. So went on eBay and got that ordered, and now I'm waiting for myself. I really like those two old computers. I say you don't want to drag them around, but because they are heavy and they're got 130-watt power supply, so you're looking at about 11 pounds worth of dead weight if you carry that thing around. So basically, you set it up, don't move it. But once you get it set up, it works really, really well, even though it's about 10 years old. Anyway, that was my weekend. I spent it inside. Decided this sore throat thing, I picked up mowing the grass, and I have my fingers crossed that that's all it is. I haven't had a fever, I had a little bit of sinus something or other that comes and goes, and tonight I can talk. Last night it was a little bit raspy, so I didn't get to talk today, but anyway, you heard the frog strangler story, and I had said I had a stroke. Wendy and a couple other folks told me not to strangle it. So, with that, Daniel, we'll turn it back to you. Look forward to hopefully being back in good shape for this coming Friday night. KC4WZM, KC4EZM.
Busy weekend as well. It's a lot of work changing computers over like that. When I was a lot younger, like still a kid, my mom had showed us how to do all that computer stuff, but it's been a really, really, really long time since I did any kind of that type computer work. But I got to learn about BIOS, and which stands for Basic In and Out System, and different operating systems, and what hard drives are, what motherboards are, and all kinds of different little things like that. So, got to learn a little bit about that kind of stuff, but never really got to use it. I've never gotten into computers very much. It's something I need to do, but haven't done yet. Part of it is my financial resources have had to go to other things so far, other than computers. Since computers don't make me much money in my line of work, I haven't really messed with them a whole lot yet. That may change someday. I did want to let you know that sometime I'm intending to get my hands on the 2-meter beam, and once I do, I'd like to play around a little bit with it and see if I can get you on Simplex. I think that'd be pretty neat. Still trying to work that out, getting me a beam, but we'll have to try that sometime and see if I can't pick you up on Simplex. That'd be pretty neat. I'm trying to think if there's anything else new here. Not really a whole lot that I can think of. Would you be interested in seeing pictures of my different projects and vehicles that I drive and stuff like that?
KJ4WZM, KC4EZM. That would be kind of fun because based on your verbal description, I have a picture in my mind of what you're doing. And having done, a little bit of that on some somewhat older vehicles that you're working on, but still, some things are the same and some things change, but when you start rearranging stuff like that, it gets interesting. I'll throw this one at you. That 49 Chevrolet truck that I refurbished, and we're going back probably 25-ish or so years now. I have to reset my clock. We've lived in this current house coming up on 21 years, and that yellow 49 Chevrolet truck went away before several years before we moved into this house. So it's at least 25 years ago that I did all of that. That truck had lever action shocks on it. I think in 50 they changed over to the tubular shocks that you're familiar with, but the lever action shocks basically depended on friction. There were a couple of discs with a piece of leather or something between them, and that was what gave you the dampening effect.
And I took those shocks off of that 49 Chevrolet truck, drilled the rivets out of the frame, and went out to a fellow who had a bunch of dead old trucks out in the field and burned the brackets off of a frame for a 50 or later truck just like that, and put them on my frame and put tubular shocks on that truck. And never had a problem with them. But, yeah, I'd love to see, my, if you'd, send me an email to my call sign at ARRL.net, and, I'll answer back with, my regular email that I normally use. I'd be curious to see what you're doing there, I'm not quite ready to volunteer to do stuff like that anymore, but I had a lot of fun doing it when I was closer to your age. But yeah, that'd be fun to see. And yeah, computers, everything today has gotten so much smaller. Most of my computers are anywhere from 5 to 12 years old, and they're still big enough that I can see them and get my hands in them. But I bought a new laptop back in December, and I'm not really sure I even want to know how to pop the case off of that thing, because I think once I got inside, there's nothing in there that's big enough for me to work with. It's kind of like the new radios with the surface mount devices in them. Well, you can see these little black round things, and they've got little legs sticking out from them, and all the electronic stuff goes on inside that little black thing, and I had no clue what to do with any of that. So, either learn the old stuff or wait another few years and learn the new stuff. And again, I'm not afraid of old stuff. Most of it still works just fine. In radio, there's not a whole lot we do that takes a very high-speed computer. Although when you get on the FT8 and you get more than about 8 or 10 stations coming at the same time, you do need a computer that's probably no more than 12 years old to keep up with it. Well, then, Daniel, I'll turn it back to you. But yeah, send me an email to kc4ezn@arl.net, and I'll bounce it back and give you a regular email. KC4WZM,
I'll go ahead and do that. And I had found a Facebook profile for you. I'm not sure if you use it or not, but I had sent you a request on there a while back. I just didn't know if you were active on it or not. And a little bit of a side note thing about technology. I have a little bit of a history as far as the hardware side of technology goes, just a small little facet that I was interested in. Back when iPhones first came out, when I was in high school, I started fixing iPhone screens. This started with the iPhone 3G. That was the first phone that I started fixing. I would buy these screens off Amazon when someone had a broke phone, and I'd fix it for the price of the screen at about $20, sometimes $30, depending on the price of the phone. So I'd make $20 to $30 at a time on these phone screen purchases, on these phone screen replacements. And I replaced so many phone screens from the iPhone 3G up through, I think it was around iPhone 7 when I bought my Explorer or something like that. It was getting up there in the iPhone numbers. I had a 1993 Explorer that I had bought back in 2012. And my dad had put it on his credit card, and I paid the vehicle off, I think it was in 16 months. And during that time, I was not officially employed at all. And I paid for this vehicle doing my own landscape work with my own lawnmower and weed eater and fixing phone screens. That is what I did to pay for that $4,000 vehicle. And that was a lot of phone screens that I fixed. But around the iPhone 8 Plus, that was the very last phone screen that I ended up doing. Well, I think I did an 11 after that. That was LCD, but they switched over from using LCD screens to using these extremely small LED screens, which are very expensive. The old phone screens used to cost anywhere from $20 to $40, maybe $50, but the new screens cost well over $100. So now it is no longer profitable for me to go ahead and replace somebody's phone screen because I used to be able to do it for cheaper than all the other stores. Now the other stores still buy their phone screens in bulk, but they charge close to the same amount as before, and nobody wants to. I could get people to pay me $60, $80, whatever, for an iPhone screen replacement, but now when the screen itself costs over $100, no one wants to do that. They're like, well, I'll just take it to Apple and have them do it, because Apple still hasn't really changed their price on their screen replacements. So there went my side money right there, going.
Calling it.
Yep. Hey, are you still there?
There you
No, that's what you're telling is what I see in some other places. As the technology moves on and things get smaller and newer, you have to go. I'm not sure what the right word to say. Basically, you have to go back to where the thing was made to get it fixed. Part of it is, you know, wanting you to come back, and part of it is just as we make things smaller and more powerful, they get extremely, I guess proprietary is the word. I know my wife has a Subaru, and the software that runs that car is very proprietary, so if anything like that on her car needs to be fixed, it goes back to Subaru. Or the other folks that know how to turn bolts and screws and stuff can't get into the software part of it. We'll keep listening here, Daniel. Let the other fella make his comment. KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
Go ahead.
So, Daniel, I've been trying to listen to the conversation so I could contribute. But first, I'm going to say this is KO4WWZ, and I know you've been talking about technology. I'm just wondering what kind of technology are you talking about?
I used to replace screens from the iPhone 3GS to the iPhone 11. 3G, 3GS, 4, 4S, 5, 5S, 6, 6S, 6 Plus, 6S Plus, 7's the same way, 8's the same way, and then I only have done one iPhone 11, but it pretty much stopped at the 8 series, 8 and 8 Plus. That's when it cut out. Everything went to those OLED screens, and they're too cost prohibitive for me. I can't get any customers. I can still do the work, but because it costs so much for the screens, there's no advantage for people to come to me anymore, because it costs the same amount to take it to Apple and have them fix it, and it'll be under warranty with them, and I don't have a warranty. So, yep. There went my line of side work.
Well, Daniel, check me in, if you would please. Good evening to all on the net. KO4WWZ, I'll stick around for roundtable.
Thanks for hopping in there, Harry, and chatting for a while. It was a good one. And we'll holler at you later on down the road. Don't want to talk that frog up into your throat there and have him start squawking. So we'll go ahead and let you be for now. But thanks for sticking around for comments with me this time. And we'll catch you later on down the log. I'll shoot you an email. KC4EZN, KJ4WZM. Additional check-ins. Let's see. I got two check-ins I'm going to go ahead and recognize right now. I have KO4HKX, that's Patrick, mobile around in Brevard, and KO4WWZ, that is Chandler and Easley. Do I have any other stations, A through Z, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZN, you ought to be able to hear me now for sure. This is KA4PQA in Greenwood, Daniel. check me negative. Good evening to yourself and all of the net. Check me in negative and check me in no traffic, no queue.
I'll wait for Echolink to catch up now. I got you, Steven. I don't know what happened before, but I did go ahead and mark you down. I hate that that happened there with the audio, but it went crazy on you. But I do have you checked in. I went ahead and got you. I'll just recheck you in real quick now so that you can hear it. But I have. Let me see where I checked you in here. Looking. I have KA4PQA. That is Steven in Greenwood. Steven, you are my check-in number 42. Thanks for coming back.
Daniel, not a problem. Is my audio into the repeater? Is my audio into the repeater clear like it should be now?
100% clear. No issue whatsoever. It is all good. Clear signal.
Affirmative. That's all. Affirmative, Daniel. That's all I needed to know. KA4PQA. Back to you.
Steven, and you have yourself a good one. Thank you for checking in with me, and I hope you're doing well. Any other stations, A through Z, Alpha through Zulu, call KJ4WZM. WZ, Chandler, you still around? Call KJ4WZM.
Check. Currently on my mobile phone Echolink app, trying to get this freak to my radio to check it out. This KO4ZYX out.
4ZYK4KJ4WZM. Hey, my Echolink had shut off of me for some reason, so I did not see you on there. I see your name as Daniel. Would you like to give me your location? I'll go ahead and check you in. Sorry about that.
KO4ZYX, Daniel, Woodruff, South Carolina. Negative on traffic. Over.
All right, I've got you checked in. Net Control would like to recognize KO4ZYX. That is Daniel over there in Woodruff. Thank you for checking in with me, Daniel. No problem, and Echolink works great. You got it set up correctly. KO4WWZ, Chandler, are you still in there? KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. KO4WWZ. Good evening, Daniel. I apologize. I double booked the Daniel from Woodruff.
No problem, man. No problem. It's all good.
What you been doing? I got your text the other night. I was tired and I didn't respond back. But I heard you doing the net tonight and I figured I would call in and talk to you for a minute or two.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I've been working on a bunch of stuff. I had a really busy weekend. Did a lot of yard work. Got some work done on my vehicle. And not really a whole lot else going on. Most of my work days last week were 12 to 14 hours. I had a 9-hour day. Everything else was 12 to 14. So I can identify with the tired part. Definitely. All of a sudden, it's work again tomorrow, and good grief, I had a very hard-working weekend, so not really a whole lot of rest from the frying pan back into the fire. So this will be an interesting week, but I'll definitely...
Daniel, I think your radio cut you off.
I don't know what caused it.
Okay, just, do what you gotta do. Well, it's good that you were productive this weekend. I was able to help my mom and push mow the grass on Friday night, so I was happy to be able to help her. And then she surprised me. She came up home with some Five Guys, and I was like, oh, well, thank you, Mom.
Yeah, I got done a lot of lawn stuff, too. I went through around 2 gallons of two-cycle engine oil stuff. Well, not oil, but the oil-fuel mixture, the mixed-up fuel for my spring trimmer. I had so much weed eating I did, it was ridiculous. I probably
weed-eated physically about a half an acre to an acre, somewhere around there, of just weed-eating. Where I stay at, my place, and the property next door, so good grief, it was a whole lot of work. And it's actually not all done. Believe it or not, it's not all done. But I got most of it done.
Glad you did, man. Hey, if you ever need help, just let me know. I don't mind coming to help you.
Problem. I might hit you up on that sometime. Did I tell you that I had gotten myself another vehicle after the one burned?
Parts vehicle.
I've actually had that for a while, but I have bought me a tan one, just like the one that I had. So I bought a tan one that's two-wheel drive instead of four-wheel drive, and it has less than 100,000 miles on it. I'm driving that now. It needs some brake work on it, and it needs a new fuel pump, but it had a bunch of other stuff that it needed that I got all squared away. So I'm more than halfway down my to-do list on that thing, and it'll be back to 100%.
That's awesome, Daniel. I'm very happy for you. I'm glad that could be done. Well, I think I'm pushing it close to the 10-minute limit. So I'm going to go ahead and sign for tonight, and I hope to talk to you again soon. 73 is Daniel and all on the net. KO4, WWZ, clear. And securing my station.
Well, you have yourself a good one. I'll probably send a couple pictures your way sometime of different things I've been up to, so, including the vehicle I just got. We'll go ahead and catch you later on down the log. You have yourself a good one. Thanks for sticking around for comments. Definitely appreciated that. We'll catch you later on down the log. KO4WWZ, KJ4WEM, 73. Mentions or comments, call KJ4WZM.
Ted, if you will, please check in and out. Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT, Danny. Over here in Gastonia. Good night. Good night. 73 Rock 12.
And all on the net, sir, if you would, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. Location to Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Daniel. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Alright, WX4DAT, that is Danny in Gastonia, and AK4HR, that is Mike in Simpsonville. And Mike, you are the double nickel station, 55. Thank y'all for checking in for me tonight. And Mike, I hope you and your family are doing well. Haven't seen y'all in a long time. Carl, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net tonight, call KJ4WZM.
So Victor 4, Nancy Charlie, this is Cameron Greenville. I will be negative.
KV4NC, that is Gabriel in Greenville. Well, I'll go ahead and type up my net report. We got 56 check-ins tonight.
KJ4WMZ, KO4ZYX, can I get a comms check?
For ZYX, KJ4WZM, go ahead. Your signal sounds good.
Sir, I just got this freak program to my handheld and was checking it out. I do appreciate the comms check. KO4ZYX, clear on channel.
You have yourself a good one. Are you getting in from Gastonia on a handheld?
Negative, I am in Woodruff on a handheld.
Oh, whoops, sorry about that. Woodruff, okay, I haven't forgotten.
Good, brother. 73s, everyone.
Have yourself a good one, too.